I am going to steal a page, just blatantly steal a page from the Big Fatty podcast, Big Fatty Online. I am going to adopt the Big Fatty protocol, the BFP, if you will. I am resetting all of my garage band settings to cut me off at 15 minutes. So moving forward, I did think about doing, like, you know, he does a 20 minute podcast, and I thought about doing, like, you know, sort of pulling a Price is Right on his ass and say, I will take 20 minutes and 1 second. But I'm not sure you can get the GarageBand to that fine tune 1 second. I'm not confident in my abilities, kids. But we are going to adopt this new approach and see if that goes any better, right?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I am going to steal a page, just blatantly steal a page.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2092 of the BFO for right? The 29th of January 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all got another entry in the January content contest. Yes, we're ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie V in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Sticky Fingers Big Fatty. Are we having barbecue? No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well. Y'all, you are Sticky Fingers. You are Sticky Fingers today because y'all are you at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, you heard that Georgian Atlanta said stealing from the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, I cannot believe it. And y'all, he's not the only one stealing. Y'all, that Carmel Rosen stole a card. Big Fatty, were they sending it to you? No, I don't think so. A card from the Walmart. Well, Big Fatty, you don't ever steal anything except from the Vons. Well,
on the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
We already said it. Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him, the asshole.
Not nice.
And fuck you too.
It's January content contest month. It's January content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and don't call the BFO line, but do if you want to. But mail something in for Gus Ched's new contest. It's January content contest month. Mail some shit in.
That is correct. And we've got another entry here, y'all. It's from the Illinois, and it is addressed to the Fat Villa residents. Big Fatty is for all of us. Yes. Okay. All right. Here, let me just open. Okay. Let me open it and see what we got here. Big Fatty, this is exciting. Let's just see what we got here. Y'all, this is entry number 44, I think. Yes, Big Fatty. In here, Big Fatty, it's a kitty! It's a kitty! Oh, my gosh, it's a kitty! And y'all, it's a kitty, and it's casting a shadow. Yes, Big Fatty, on a chair. And it says, Big Fatty and Poodle. Big Fatty, it's for me. And it says, who knows what evil lurks in the heart of man, the shadow and your kitty cat. Big Fatty, that feline Dan knows everything. Yes, Big Fatty. Love. And it's from the Robs. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Robs. Yes, we love them. We love them. We love them. Gussie, y'all back over here at Spot Big Fatty. Y'all didn't have enough time last time finish reading what Veritable Virgo. It's a picture of Big Fatty and the Von Yo-Yo-Yo on a bicycle bit built for two. It says they're off to the end of the bar for more fun and frivolity. Of course, all that exercise has Fatty's intestines working overtime. Vera is not impressed. And y'all are just zooming in here. Big Fatty says, Unholy Vera says, Unholy Mother of Hydrogen, what was that smell? And Big Fatty says, are that be Salisbury steak, cone on the cob, and sweet tea? Big Fatty, you tooted right in her face. And y'all, speaking of tooting in her face, Gavin. Gavin from over there at Stick It With a Poke spotted Big Fatty at the Hara Hotel. Y'all, he's doing the turnit report. Big Fatty, you just got your loins sitting right there on that cold porcelain seat. Poor Big Tootie.
Big Fatty, tell me about the Hara.
Too much bacon.
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question comes to us from that Tim in Alaska. And it says, Dearest Fat One, I have a question for you. I'm not sure why so many people call chaps assless chaps. I started working on a horse farm at age 15 and have seen and worn lots of chaps. They are all assless. As far as I know, the only kind of chaps made are assless. So isn't the word assless superfluous? Shouldn't they just be chaps with warm Cambodian love and affection? That's Tim and Alexa in Cambodia. Well, first of all, Tim, thank you so much for the e-letter. And this is an excellent. This is an excellent, Big Fatty. It's a good thing he didn't send it next month. No, it's an excellent question. And Tim, first of all, I hope you're safe and sound over there in the Cambodia. Yes, Big Fatty. Do they wear camisoles in the Cambodia? They wear Cambodia soles. Yes, Big. but Tim. I couldn't agree with you more. I've yet to see a pair of chaps that weren't assless. Big Fatty, you're assless and you wear chaps. Well, or maybe Big Fatty's, yes, Big Fatty, you're just assless. Poor Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now I'm just going to catch up on a few little things as we close out the week here. Y'all, the BFO WWW hosting, y'all, I've paid for it for another year. Big Fatty, I told you to reconsider that. No, I've got to keep the little shows okay. Yes, Big Fatty, I suppose so. That we're good for another year. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, here on my marking calendar, we don't have any celebrations of exiting the birth canal this weekend, but y'all, you know that Brian over there in the Japan, Mexico, Sunday is his anniversarium. Brian, I hope I hope that you do something special. Big Fatty, do you think they'll be fucking? I mean, kick? Maybe both. So anyway, y'all over here in the e-letters, y'all, I had a, let's just see, what did I have here? I had a e-letter from Princess Hannah. She said I could share this if I needed content. Big Fatty, please share it all. She says, Big Fatty, listening to you kvetch about losing your hat and gloves, by the way, they're still missing, brought back a good memory for me. Sadly, a long time ago, my dad lost his keys to his expedition. Obviously, that's going back 5+ years since he's been gone for 5. And had an explosion, but Big Fatty explosion when he passed. He supposedly went through everything and couldn't find them. So he called the AAA to take it to get a new key from the dealer. And I headed 40 minutes to his place. When I got there, the AAA guy had a hard time, because the truck was facing the wrong direction for the tow truck the guy had. So he was going to have to send another rig. So Princess Hannah goes inside and looks in his her dad's leather coat that he had worn to dinner with her the night before. And guess where the guys were? Big Fatty in his pants? No, the keys, not his guys. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, the keys were in his coat. she says, sadly, my dad never had a good memory for things. He always knew he had 4 kids, but he never knew whose when whose birthday was or who was in what grade, etc. But I got it got worse after his stroke, and it drove him nuts. But he was the greatest. Just wanted to say thank you for bringing back a good memory for me this morning. Love a Princess Hannah. Princess Hannah, that was a sweet little story. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of sweet little. Whoa!
Big Fatty, I don't like that dance part.
All right, y'all go over there and just wait. I'll take care of this. Just don't worry about it. Yes, Big Fatty, I didn't understand that. No. Whoa! Hello?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Jimmy Bear. So this guy from down south goes into a classy bar in the north. The bar has a dress code, and the maitre d' demands that he wear a tie. Discouraged, the guy goes into his car to sulk when inspiration strikes. He's got jumper cables in the trunk, so he ties them around his neck, sort of like a string tie, a bulky string tie, but like a string tie, and returns to the bar. The maitre d' is reluctant, but says to the guy, "Okay, you're a pretty resourceful fellow. You can come in, but don't start anything." Good day.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Jimmy Big Fatty. That was a good one. It was. See, there was no reason for you to be upset when the death phone rang. Yes, Big Fatty, didn't steal that one either. No, not at all. Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the Friday kerfuffle. Big Fatty, we love a Friday kerfuffle. We do indeed. But y'all, I was going to tell you about a nice little story that happened to Big Fatty this week. Y'all, for those of you who are longtime listeners to the BFO, you'll recall years ago that Big Fatty was involved with the theater. Y'all, the last show I directed was called the Biloxi Blues, and y'all, it was quite an event, and y'all, it was a difficult show, kind of, to cast, because you had to cast young men, and you know, sometimes young men don't show up for auditions and all, but y'all, we had a good cast and everything, and For those of you who had heard about this before, y'all, this was back in 2008. September of 2008 is when this happened. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it has been that long. But Big Fatty, where does the time go? I don't know. But y'all, I can't believe it's 7.5 years ago. But y'all, it was one of the actors from the show. And y'all, I haven't seen these young guys since that show. I mean, you know, I may have seen them once or twice just in passing and all, but you know, they've moved on. You know, they were early 20s to mid 30s when I saw them, y'all. So, you know, they've moved on in their lives and everything. And y'all, out of the blue this week, you know, it was on Monday morning, I came into the coal mine and I had an e-letter. And it was from one of the actors. And y'all, this one actor that wrote to me, he had wanted to play the part of the sergeant, and I didn't cast him. And but I cast him in the if you're familiar with the show at all, I cast him in the part of Epstein, which is really you know, it's the show is really about Epstein. If the truth comes down to it, it's a Epstein-centric show. And so, even though he's not the main character or anything, the show is about Epstein, in my opinion. But so I cast him at that, and he wasn't real happy with me. And y'all, the first couple of weeks, he would come to rehearsal and just scowl. And y'all, let me just read, and I'll paraphrase some of this because I know some of you don't give a fat rat's ass about this, but. It just made my Monday. And he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I'm hoping I found the right Big Fatty as I looked around the inner tubes a little bit for you. I'm the guy that played Arnold Epstein for you in the Biloxi Blues about 7 or 8 years ago. I was lucky to be part of a fantastically talented cast that included," and he lists everybody's name. He says, "You cast that show perfectly. So why am I contacting you after all this time? Well, it's because it was the most fun I ever had doing a show, and because of your handling and direction of it, and because your handling and direction of it was superb, and I thought you should know. I remember several of the cast members getting real frustrated with your style of repetition during rehearsals, but then, as now, I understood the value of your practice and precision. You did a great job directing the different actors while letting them simultaneously become their own characters, and I specifically remember your blocking was incredibly tight, perfect for the subject matter. I may have changed a few things, but, you know, like they say, how many actors does it take to change a light bulb, and you'll find about the same answer." Y'all, it made me think, you know, if there's somebody out there in your life that really meant something to you, you know, try to reach out to them and just say, "Hey, I was thinking about you, and I remember such and such, and I just wanted to say again how much I appreciated what you did, or how you helped me out, or whatever." Y'all, I'm telling you, it will mean the world to them. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that George in Atlanta. Y'all, he started doing his little show again, even though the Seda couldn't find it. And, George, what are you planning on doing this weekend?
I am going to steal a page, just blatantly steal a page.
Oh, Big Fatty's going to the bookstore. Oh, no, not Gavin's bookstore.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.